secure.
With Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News, and boy, there's a lot shaking there. Luckily, nothing is shaking quake-wise. I talked about this in our previous show because I lived near Diablo Canyon on the west coast in San Luis Obispo, but a lot of concern about nuclear reactors. In fact, now the Senate Democrats are going to do one of these, what they call broad reviews. Ellen, what does that mean when they say they're going to do a broad review?
Well, I think it depends who's doing it. If the Congress does it, well, they'll be going after nuclear-tory things were made during Republicans. If they're on the Senate side, if they're under the Democrats, if they're on the House side, and of course, the nuclear-tory regulatory commission is going to be very involved in that. And don't forget, also, they've got this guy that is going to testify that he did not believe that these reactors were safe the way they were.
Yeah, that's going to be, I hate to use the word juicy, but that's going to be juicy. As you were telling us just our last show,
that
was 26.
We call them Get the Popcorn Hearing.
Hey, there you go. You definitely get a seat to that one, right? That's what that means.
Absolutely.
All right, this is a big story. We've talked a lot about Pakistan with all kinds of different people, people on the right and people on the left, like guys like Frank Gaffney and whatnot and some other terrorist experts and stuff. Blood money payoffs in Pakistan. What's that whole blood money payoff thing about?
Well, we had a CIA contractor that claimed he was robbed and in self-defense killed two people. Pakistanis were going to put him in jail, and under Sharia law, you don't get your head chopped off or you don't even have to stay in jail if the family accepts, essentially, blood money. That's where the term originated from. As far as I know, maybe Oxford English Dictionary will have something else. But it looks like the families were paid somewhere around $2.5 million, give or take.
Woo.
And so now what they're saying is who paid it? Who paid it from our government? Where did this money come from? And that is really the question.
Yeah, and that's a huge story. A huge story.
And the administration has had people after them, and there were lots of questions today at the State Department. No one will answer.
Yeah, that's time to get out the sniffing dogs then, because we know that there's something there. There's some smoke for sure.
Big time smoke.
Yeah, big time smoke. Jack Lew, you mentioned this name to me right before we went on the air. He's the wheeler dealer with this whole budget deal with the White House. What is the influence of Jack Lew? What does that mean?
Well, Jack Lew, interestingly enough, is somebody that was very active in the Clinton administration, sort of a budget director under those days. And what's interesting is that Jack Lew is somebody who has actually the confidence of many Republicans. He apparently has worked with them on and off for the years, and he is now going to be, I mean, the vice president is essentially the point person. But Jack Lew is really doing the day-to-day work on these budget negotiations. And don't forget, what I think Boehner realized is he's got to work with the Democrats because his own caucus is so furious they're not going to vote with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
But certainly the Tea Party folks.
Yeah. Speaking of the Tea Party folks, Sharon Engel decides she comes out of the woodwork. She's going to run again, this time for the House. Is that right?
She is going to run for the House. I believe it's the 2nd District in Nevada, and there she'll be. We can't get rid of her.
Tea Party's popular in Nevada, especially. Ask Harry Reid about that. You know what happened in that Senate race, how he narrowly held on, in the end pulling away. Now, somebody who apparently is not running, this was a shocker. This is a big story. You know this, Ellen. You've covered Hillary Clinton in a lot of different ways.
Since 1993, I've covered.
Yeah. Yeah, Hillary Clinton, she goes off to Egypt. That's it. She's washing her hands of Secretary of State duties after 4 years, no matter what happens with President Obama. And that's it for her in politics, she said. So what's the scoop?
Nobody knows, but to look at her, she just doesn't look great. You and I were also talking about that off the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you get, I mean, let's see, I don't, Hillary is
60-something.
Yeah, 63, 64. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's quite hit 65. She'll be 65 by the time this is over, and I'm not sure she's up for another hit. I just don't know.
Surprising, because she's such a political person.
A very political person, but, you know, I remember when, was it Nancy Kassenbaum? Yeah, mm-hmm. Nancy Kassenbaum, because she married Senator Baker. They
right.
were both senators. And she said, well, she was ready for new challenges in her life, including the challenge of being a grandmother.
Ooh, so maybe there's some baby news.
Maybe there's some baby news. And I just think this must be wearing on her.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hillary Clinton, by the time she's done, it will be 2013, really, 2000 and 2012. And she will have been in real eyeball public service for 19 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, that is
and
a long time.
And it's not like being a senator where, you know, you can go to the store and maybe somebody doesn't recognize you.
No, people recognize the Clintons.
Exactly.
There's no question about that. Ellen Ratner, always a delight, a pleasure to get your insights into what's going on in Washington from Talk Radio News. Thanks. All right, so the mystery of Hillary Clinton, it is. She's right, it is very strange because, as I said, she's so political, it seems that there must be some reason, there must be something else for why she would say that's it. You know, if Obama gets elected again, I'm not going to be involved in any spot. I'm not going to take any position, and I'm not going to run for anything. There's all that speculation after she lost the Democratic nomination last time around for president that, hey, eventually this will come around and she'll run. You know, I knew that was bogus, and there's no way. You think of the age factor and some other things that play into it, but it does kind of make you wonder, geez, is there more to the stories or something else going on? Well, the big story certainly is Japan, Japan, Japan. And as I said to Ellen there, the scope of now what's going to happen on the Hill in looking at the safety of reactors, it gets that much more interesting because of the sad drama that's playing out outside of Tokyo. At this point, you got helicopters that are dumping water on and near the 3 and 4 units in that plant that could become the next boom, Chernobyl. I mean, there's the question. Do you think this becomes Chernobyl? Do you think that's what happens here? Are we looking at that in the next, you know, 48 hours or so? And ultimately, if that happens, you take it beyond catastrophic. So remember, first it was, okay, 19 miles, and you want to back out, and you want to make sure you're inside and all that stuff. Now the panic is starting to set in a little bit more because they're realizing, wow, what's going on here? The engineers were trying to process the power, restoring it, getting it back online to that complex. It lost its power, as all of you know, Friday when that 9.0 earthquake followed by the tsunami just hammered northeastern Japan. So that was clearly what the focus was. Let's get this power up and going. Let's get the outside sources, the lines. This is the number one priority. And they've got to reestablish that. They've got to reestablish that so the cooling system can be operated under the sea water, but it's not going to kick in immediately anyway because you're going to have time there to catch up. So, wow, you got the pumps that are contaminated. This is more than scary stuff. What do you think? The next Chernobyl? We're going to talk about it on the flip side here on ATN.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Of this hour, as we head for the finish line, we're going to check the mail. So if you have any thoughts and you want to quickly send me some, I've got a lot of mail to go through. But AmericaTonight.net, remember, all roads lead through the site, in the Facebook and Twitter, and you can also see us, too, because we've got the whole webcam capability, thanks to our friends at Powell Talk, Jack and the Boys Down Under. People listening to us overseas, you can actually see what's going on in our little mini studio, because the mothership, naturally, is at the GCN Network in Minneapolis, or technically Eagan, Minnesota. Location, location, and location. Boy, Japan, why ever did they, when you look at that, the situation they're in now, this nuclear power plant, what genius, and it doesn't help to go back, I realize that, but what genius put the power plant there? Well, why there? In looking at seismic activity and knowing what happens in Japan and what has happened, if you look back in history, why would you even take the chance? You know, the government now is just telling the people in Tokyo to leave. So they know. They know that the Chernobyl, this is what this could become. And I've said this already, but I'll say it again, because a lot of people, I think, are trying to put their hooks in something in the United States, something comparable. So I'll do it again. I used to live in that 19-mile radius in San Luis Obispo. The plant was called Diablo Canyon. And Diablo Canyon was not a stone's throw away, technically, from Avila Beach, if you've ever been in the central part of California. Beautiful area. But then, boom, there's the power plant right there, the nuclear power plant. And it's a PG&E facility. So That plant is about 26 years old. And now there's more concerns that are bubbling up. There's always been a lot of protests there. Wow. Look at Japan. Look at where we are. Look at fault lines. What do you think as far as the safety here? Because 26 years, we're looking at what's going on there. A 9.0 quake. And I said this to somebody in California today when I was surfing around for info. And he said an interesting thing to me. He said, I'm going to tell you this. We have a 9.0 quake right there off the coast of California. It doesn't matter. No offense, because everything is going if that should happen. But that's not a good enough answer. That's not a good enough answer. What do people want to know, and they should know, because alarm bells are going off. What about the distance from a fault line? How far from a fault line? And the answer is not very far. To dismiss it, and I would, of course, if I were on this side of it, if you're PG&E, your job is to make sure people aren't freaking out and up in arms about the whole thing. They don't really know, I think, the danger. And the site that I'm talking about that's on the Central Coast is about 200 miles outside of Los Angeles. So does it affect Los Angeles? There is a fault close to that area. And the thought process goes like this. Think of the fault intersecting with another bigger crack 3 miles offshore. And then if the two faults were to move in tandem, it would create a bigger quake. Then either of those faults, I guess, would be capable of producing on their own. So then you have the problems with the nuclear power plant. And as I said, you look at the situation in Japan, and you have to think behind closed doors. I always say this. We used to do a segment called If I Were a Fly on the Wall. So if I were a fly on the wall, I would really like to hear the no BS conversation that some of the top brass of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission are having. Because they're saying, and PG&E, they're saying as well, that the plant is safe and it can withstand a magnitude, check this out, 7.5 earthquake, which they believe is the maximum that, you know, is considered for that site. I don't think in Japan they were thinking 9.0. They weren't thinking that. And the reactors, the reactors sit on a cliff above the ocean. I played golf not too far from there. There's a golf club there, San Luis Bay or San Luis Obispo or something like that. I think it's San Luis Bay. And it's right there. The cliff's right there. You see it. It's weird. It just kind of melds. It's a beautiful area. It just kind of melds into the background. So they're saying that, okay, you've got these faults, and then even if you have the bigger one and they connect, and yeah, it could withstand 7.5. But I think there is some doubt because nobody knows for sure. Nobody knows for sure. They can't tell you that. Yes, okay, we've got shock absorbers. That's good. We have ways to prevent breakage in a quake. And we did all of this before it was built. But I say you don't know. First of all, because you don't really know with the plates switching, you don't really know what it can withstand. You think and you test it. So there's a little worry there. However, and I've said this on the last show, I'm still on board with nuclear power. Even the president is on board with it, or so it seems, because he's not coming out against it. Remember, the thought was we're going to build more nuclear power plants. We're going to be like France. This is green. This is good. This is an alternative. We got to get away from all the oil. Here we go. Why weren't we doing this sooner? So I said, does this stymie everything? Every day you read the headlines, the market tanks, the Nike tanks, and you see it, you start to see some of that panic out there. You see the pictures and the get out of Tokyo and all that other sort of stuff. And then it chips away at the resolve to build more power plants. I mean, look, there are a lot of smart cats in this country. Come on. If you're going to build it, you have to build it, one, correctly and as safely as possible. And I just said you don't know for sure at this Diablo plant, but, of course, the location is the key. why was there a power plant there? They could have pushed that a little bit further inland. And in California, there's a moratorium on the building of nuclear power plants anyway, so it would be outside of California. I will say this, in talking about trying to dump the water, I mentioned that at the top in Japan, they started to do that airdrop on the reactors because they're worried. They're trying to avoid the full meltdowns. That's when you get to the Chernobyl-like, unfortunately, aftermath of this. So they're trying to avoid the full meltdowns, and they're close to finishing a new power line that would restore that cooling system and would, I think, ease some of the burden out there. However, there are a lot of people that say, well, you know what, why not just head it off in the first place? Instead of risking this, instead of saying, okay, we're trying to cool this, we're dumping the water, and yes, we couldn't get that close because of the radiation. Instead of that, why not deal with the concrete? Instead of this plant being on the verge of spewing more radioactive stuff into the atmosphere because the water's gone from a storage pool that keeps the nuclear fuel rods from overheating, why not just head off the ultimate disaster? You've got how many people dead, how many people homeless, debris everywhere, dealing with all of that around the plant and what's going on outside of Tokyo. So instead, because you've got loads of stuff that was coming in, but they were afraid to expose the people to the radiation, why not do the concrete thing? And the answer is, of course, why not do the concrete thing? They don't want to do, I don't think they want to do the concrete thing because that means that's the end of that place. And I think that's the way to go. Why would you risk? You got 160 emergency workers who are working in shifts and they're trying to pump that seawater into those reactors to cool them. Again, we go back to the whole thing of the meltdown and people are seeing them as heroes, but what if, God forbid, it's a complete meltdown? What if that happens? I mean, how many more? Who knows what they'll be the walking wounded if that happens. That's it. If it goes into full meltdown, it goes through the floor. That's the concern, just like Chernobyl. Mm. All right, we're going to take a few on the flip side. You know the number. I'll give it to you again. 1-800-259-5791. Or shoot me your thoughts via the email, americatonight.net. We got some chatters that had some interesting things to say. We'll hit that up, too, as we kick the can down the road here on America Tonight.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. Utopia MediaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is on to save the core, if you will, and avoid the complete meltdown. All of the negative information coming out of Japan. I mean, we feel for the people. It's tanking the markets. The Dow dropped 240 points. I said heading into the weekend, look, I'm not trying to give anyone financial advice, but if you had stuff in the market, because it is like standing in front of a craps table, let's face it, be careful. Put some stops on there or whatever. It's obvious you're going to have negative headlines. And with the bodies, the tsunami, all that stuff, and especially now with this nuclear situation, what that ultimately means is that you see that stocks will tank and there will be a sell-off and whatnot. And the Nike drops and, you know, from there, that's what happens. So moving forward and talking about the radiation, you know, how much radiation is too much radiation? If I had kids and I was anywhere near there, I would have, I don't care if I had to fling them on my back, push the debris aside. I know that's easy to say. I would have been out of there, I'm sure, right away. Because I wouldn't wait to be told. You know, we see what happens sometimes when you wait to be told. I would just try to get out as fast as I could. But again, that is easier said than done because of the situation around the plant. With the tsunami, with the people who are homeless, you know, it's not like, oh, okay, well, let me just, you know, jump in my Toyota, head to the airport, and let's just catch a flight out. There are a lot of private jets that are coming in to take people out, and a lot of Americans that have left some of those high-risk areas in Tokyo, they're telling people, you know, watch out, because if we see that plume, oh, my, I hope every living soul that can be as far away from that area as possible is gone. So the ambassador, the American ambassador to Japan, a guy named John Ruse, talked about the fact that, okay, this is how we're helping. We're bringing in every mind available that we can possibly take over to monitor the radiation, to come up with ideas. It's like 34 experts, in his own words, monitoring the radioactive activity.
We're deploying all these capabilities because there is a crisis going on, and it's important to provide as much assistance to the Japanese as possible. U.S. aerial and ground radiation monitoring equipment and 34 personnel arrived in Japan last night.
All right, so whatever they can do, they're monitoring it, they're looking at it. They're saying still the Japanese are saying there's no health risks at a certain distance away from the plant. What they're saying is 20 kilometers away. If you're 20 kilometers from the Fukushima nuclear power plant, there's not an immediate health threat. Like I said, I don't care whatever they tell me about millisieverts per hour that are detected. That's what they call it. I don't care. Whatever that form of radiation, I'm out of there. Yeah, I would be. I would, with children especially, there's no way I would hang around. I would try to get as far away from the area as I can because I don't want to be in the path of that. And that's the thing. It's the cooling process and what happens there. I said the deal about the concrete, and I think also we've had some chatters who have offered up the same thing. DJ Dave Monitor says, and he's right. Japan and the U.S. scientists got channel vision, and you look at it and you see it needs damp, heavy-duty concrete mixture that has to be dropped from above by a Chinook helicopter, basically, and keep the mixture of concrete flowing. That's what DJ says. He's right. This is something that I was talking about today with somebody. Why isn't that the thought? Why can't they do that? Because if they're running out of solutions, really, because I believe there's more that we don't know. They don't want to have more fear and panic. That's the whole idea. So to quell that, you pump them with as much positive information as possible, but ultimately make the call. If you have to go with the concrete, go with the concrete, right? Don't wait. Don't wait until it's too late, just like the people that if they can make their way out of there, I'd make my way out of there. All right, Jeff in Oregon, you have the floor. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Kate. I just wanted to let you know I met former First Lady Laura Bush this past Monday.
Wow, she's a terrific. Really, both of them. She's a terrific lady, right? Yeah, you liked her?
Yes, and I even seen Rudy Giuliani.
Where were you that you saw all these political wife, first lady, and politicians?
It's called Get Out in Motivation, and I got to see them personally. I was telling them about your show.
Really? And they were, so you were out at an event. You were out at a motivational event.
Yes.
Good for you.
And CIA let me go meet her.
Wow, good for you. Good for you. She is a very charming person. No matter what side of politics you're on, Laura Bush is a solid woman.
Yep, and I told her how cute you are, too.
Well, thanks for that plug, Jeff. We're trying to get her husband on the show. I think I'm going to have some success at that. It's probably going to happen in the next couple of weeks, depending on his schedule.
All righty. That would be nice.
It would be nice. I'm glad you shared that. Was the motivational deal with all those big names, did you feel pumped up when you left?
Actually, I did, and I was there at 4:30 this morning, and I left at 5:30 at night, so how personal I was.
All right. So that's happening in Oregon, huh?
That just happened Monday.
Wow. Yeah, I think they're speaking in Dallas. I know there's a whole group. And there's more than the people you mentioned. I think, isn't there some other people on that list?
Goldie Hawn's one of them.
Yeah. Very cool.
And I even met the founder of Gelatin.
Cool. Very good. I'd like to, can you imagine being the founder of, what'd you say, Jell-O Gelatin? Jell-O, basically?
Yeah. And Bill Cosby was there.
That makes sense, huh? Well, good for you, Jeff. Good for you that you were out there. I'm glad that you shared that story with us. Thanks for the call. Okay, so, like I said, at the tail end of this, we are going to check the mail, including what's happening in Libya. There's four reporters that are missing. Nice. New York Times reporters somehow lost in the mix of what's happening there. And happy St. Patrick's Day to some of you out there that are already in to the wearing of the green. I don't even think I have anything green on me. Oh, that's bad. I couldn't be more Irish-American. Catherine, Shana, Fitzgerald, Delaney. There's just too many names to go on and on about. Tomas in Michigan. Hello. Welcome to America Tonight, buddy.
Well, little lass, how are you?
Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Yes, you know, today I'm Black Irish. Rebecca is going to join me here in singing an Irish tune, my daughter. How about
all right,
that?
Let's hear it. Oh, I like it.
Okay. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The storm is gone. And all the flowers are dying. Tis you, must go and die away. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, and I'll be here in sunshine. Or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. We be jamming, we be jamming.
Sweet, yeah. Have us some applause for that one. That was good. Danny boy, that rendition. Your daughter has a lovely voice as well.
Well,
excellent.
You know.
It was good. Excellent, it was good, you know. It's a hard tune kind of to sing because you have to hit some weird notes in there.
That's right. So anyway, you know, just keep it up there. Keep it lively today. Keep it lively and green, you know.
Green.
Yes, because I mean, you know, the Japanese government. Come on now. I feel bad for the Japanese people. I mean, you see people. These Japanese people are so honor bound. Did you see some of those videos of them in the store? The shelves are falling over, and the Japanese workers are trying to keep the shelves up. Can you imagine an American worker doing that?
No, I can't.
It would have been gone. The first shake would have been, see ya. But, you know, the Japanese government, you know, when that tsunami hit Indonesia, you know, they knew that sooner or later one was going to hit, you know, Japan. And I'm sure they counted the beans, and they said, you know, it probably costs too much to redo these nuclear power plants, so we're just going to have to take the hit.
You know, it always comes down to the money, doesn't it? It does. You just said it. We say that every single show. It comes down to the money. You're right.
And you know they got money. I mean,
yeah, they have lots of money. They have our money.
That's right,
yes,
man.
They do. You're right.
But you know, I'd just like to say, like, a public announcement there. The Red Cross, you can just call the Red Cross or Internet or anything like that, and they will send money straight to Japan. So that's one way to help the people there.
Agree with you. Just whatever you can give. You know, a couple dollars here and there, if everybody did that even, that'd be a lot of money coming out of America. There already is a lot of people that are ponying up. Tomas, thank you. That was sweet. Danny boy, give your daughter a hug for us, too. She did a great job with that. Happy St. Paddy's Day for some of you that are already into St. Patrick's Day. Check in the mail next.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySEAEnergy.com today.
Here we are in the stretch drive of America tonight with me, Dave Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us across the nation and down under and in the UK and in France and in China and some other places as well. Welcome to the show. We're glad that you found us, whether it was through chat, Pal Talk, here on the radio airwaves, of course, across the country, and so many ways now to get to the show. It's terrific. We welcomed a new affiliate, Space Coast, baby. I'm all into that. And we've got another launch that's coming up soon here, the Endeavor and WMEL. So pleased to have them on board with us. They took off earlier in the week, and that's Cocoa Beach. I mentioned how beautiful the beaches in that area are. If you're ever in Florida, Cocoa Beach is a definitely must see. Then you can go to the famous Ron John's surf store there. Everything and anything you can imagine. If you've probably seen people poking around with those shirts on and hats and whatever, and they're very famous, certainly, for their beach towels, too. In Japan, we were talking about this ensuing disaster, worried about the meltdown, all that stuff, absolutely, and the health and safety of the people in Japan, not just the Japanese, but U.S. citizens that are there, has to be the biggest concern for the ambassador that we heard earlier, John Ruse, who talked about the 34 experts that had come into the country, and they had ground and aerial monitoring equipment. It's the radiation. The twin disasters knocked out cooling systems at the number one nuclear plant northeast of Tokyo that sent those temperatures just soaring. I mean, just none of us could withstand it. Soaring in the reactors, and then it sparked the four explosions and a couple of fires. So we don't know the end of this story. So far, speaking of not knowing the end, the Japanese disaster, they're talking about $32 billion. Insured losses at $32 billion. And because Tomas mentioned this about the Red Cross, U.S. charities, three of them, including the Red Cross, total have raised so far, just a pretty short time, it hasn't even been quite a week yet, $65 million for the victims of the quake. So that's a very good thing, especially when times are tight for so many, with almost double-digit employment, depending on where you live. Before we get to the mailbag, I wanted to mention this again. I'm making jokes about the fact that the last time I took vitamins, and sad to say it, that people just really do look at me kind of cross-eyed when I say it, but the last time I took vitamins, I was taking Flintstone vitamins. Yeah. I mean, we're talking Fred Flintstone, right? Yeah, I liked hearing that when I was a kid, hearing that cartoon. But I think I'm missing some zinc and some other things. That's why I have this nickname now, the Salt Princess. And that's what it is for me. Salt is just is not a great thing. Too much salt is not a great thing. I don't pour salt on food. But, you know, with all the preservatives and everything, you're getting a ton of salt. So I decided to hook up with Youngevity, and if you go to americatonightteam.com, you'll see what I'm getting, that majestic. It's that just tangy stuff. Almost reminds me of Tang, the way it looks. Back in the day, you know, the astronauts and Tang, but it's filled with all those nutrients. Only once before I took something natural, so I'm excited to embark on this whole endeavor, and I'm getting the products too. The products are actually very reasonable because I don't get them for free. All these people that want to give me free products, and here I jump on board this, and you gotta pay for them. But they're reasonably priced. I went through, I mean, no kidding. I went through a nutritional center. I think they're called, what are they? Three letters. It's almost like the network. I think it's GCN, GC something. And I went through the store and I priced out stuff that they had, and ouch. So this was a good way to do it anyway. So americatonightteam.com, if you go there, you just click on as a customer and you can look through and you can pick out some natural stuff. You may be like me. You might need zinc. You might just need some vitamins. Get them. Do it the natural way before it's too late and you're getting treated with all these ridiculous prescription drugs. Not a fan of that. I don't take, knock on wood, I haven't had to take any prescription drugs because I don't want to do that. Coming up on our next show, we will do, I have to remind everyone because it's been so long, I hope that a lot of you will join us for this, but we're going to do a nail the score because I have some good prizes to give out. We're doing a nail the score for the brackets. I'll pick probably two games. See, I'm holding up my bracket. If this is radio, so some of you can't see, but you can imagine the brackets. You know what they look like. And already I've lost a game because there was a play-in game between USC and Virginia Commonwealth. So guess who I picked? Well, I just told you I lost. Yeah, I picked the Trojans. Duh. Losing. So VCU beat the Trojans. I think because I was just in California. Beat the Trojans, and that place just operates on, it's all about the Lakers and the Trojans. 59-46 was the final there. So already I got a big fat X on my bracket. Do you believe it? And I'll tell you, I'll give you my final four. I have Ohio State, Duke, Pitt, and Notre Dame. Yeah, I'm sure people are saying, Notre Dame? Why is she picking Notre Dame? So we'll do that nail the score thing in our, let's see, third hour of the show, of our next show, a nail the score. We'll mix it into the conversation. Without further ado, though, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
All right, checking the mail, as you can imagine, a lot of you have thoughts on Japan and what to do and what isn't being done. Here's one from Scott Service. Hello, Kate Delaney. I've been listening to your show now for probably 2.5 years, something like that. And I have to say I do enjoy it. You make me laugh, and I usually fall asleep to you. All right, well, thank you for that. And he says, Japan, Japan, Japan. I just don't get it. I would definitely not hang around. It probably is very tough to get out of some of those pockets, some of those areas, but I would do everything in my power to get away from the plant, no matter how safe they say it is or what the circle or bubble or whatever you want to call it is. I don't believe it's safe for anyone because how much do we really know about radiation? Isn't that part of the problem? Think of visits to the doctors. Yeah, you know, it's as any. Million times, they even make you sign forms about you're not pregnant, because of the fear of the amount of radiation, whatever that dose is. So you have people monitoring the radiation and also checking people for radiation. You have iodine pills that have been handed out. On the West Coast, you had people go crazy for those pills for fear of the same thing, that, you know, we're not going to trust it, even though they say it's not going to come our way. It's going to dissipate and sink. Couldn't get here. We're not going to chance that. We're going to take matters into our own hands. Nah. You know, you have to be responsible for yourself, so you can't just be fed the information. I do agree with that. All right, here's one from Leanne, listening to us, WVMT in Vermont. She wrote that in there. What's the deal with the reporters who are gone in Libya? Kate, do you think they've been kidnapped? Do you think they've been beheaded? Do you think that they're just missing and went underground? What do you think? I don't know. The newspaper, the executive editor, a guy named Bill Keller, every once in a while he pops up on a Sunday show. He's done some blogging on the newspaper's website, and they can't confirm these reports. They're saying that they've talked to the Libyan government in Tripoli and that they're trying to figure out the whereabouts of the journalists, but they don't know where they are. And it is four who are missing. They last been in touch with them on Tuesday morning, and they're concerned that they've been swept up by the Libyan government, by the troops that are over there that are in the streets in Libya, and they just picked them up. Boy, it's getting tougher and tougher to be a reporter, and especially somebody in a war site. Usually, you know, you have the vest on, it says journalist, and unless you happen to be caught in the middle of something, that you're not purposely targeted, and you wonder if that's the case here. Sad thing for those reporters. I hope they turn up.